I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Noted Cat Lady Mary Phillips Sandy. Producer Lizzie and I are working on new episodes. They'll be coming out in September. But to tide you over until then, we're releasing 3 mini episodes over the next 3 weeks, featuring some of our favorite moments from season 1, plus all new stories from me. Also, a reminder that you can send us a shout out for your cat or any cat who deserves a shout out. Doesn't have to be yours. Just email shouts@letstalkaboutcats.com. Tell us your cat's name, city or state, and whatever message you'd like included. And I'll read those out at the end of the new episodes.
Cats. Let's talk about cats.
Hi, I'm Noted Cat Lady Mary Phillips Sandy. My cat is Grendel, and this is Let's Talk About Cats Summer Camp. On this mini episode, I want to talk about cat behavior. Not in the sense of giving you advice, because I am not qualified to do that. I just mean the weird things cats do. I remember my friend Beth, when I was growing up, she had a Siamese named Waldo. Very handsome cat, but he would jump up behind you, like on the back of the couch or the back of the chair, and start sniffing your hair, like... And if you tried to get away from it, he would grab your head and hold you still with his paws, and you couldn't move. That was just how it was. If you went to Beth's house, you were going to get your head sniffed. And on this very show, our guests have shared some pretty strange cat behavior stories. One of Sachi Ezra's cats, for example, had a thing for suckling.
Magoo is very clearly damaged. I mean, as I described earlier, she is wraith-like, like just moves around like a snake, will not sit still. Mm-hmm. When we first got her, she used to suckle from my shirt.
I'm sorry?
She used to take a tiny corner of a pillow or a tiny corner of my shirt and act like it was a cat's nipple and scratch, scratch, scratch like this and suck, suck, suck. I have a video of it. It's really gross.
Wow, that is one of the most disturbing things anyone has ever said on this show.
Yay!
That conversation with Sachi took place in episode 7. Little did I know that in the very next episode, episode 8, Ariel Dumas' kittens would out-disturb me. Ariel, of course, is a longtime Colbert writer. She's on The Late Show now. And her kittens combined suckling with Bill O'Reilly. That is not a phrase I ever thought I'd have to say.
I got 2 kittens so I could, one under each arm, watch Fox News. And boy, did that ever help. I really recommend it.
Okay, so you're home, you are sitting on your couch, you're watching Fox mm-hmm. News. Were you concerned that that was affecting their brains? What was that experience like for you and for them?
Well, they would get really close to the TV. They would jump up and sniff Bill O'Reilly's face, and I was, they'd get right in there, and I would kind of want to discourage that.
Sure.
It's not healthy for anyone.
No.
And also, they're squirrely. Kittens, you want to cuddle them, but they're like squirrels. They want to jump and run around. Here's a trick I found. Put a blanket on my lap with a fuzzy fleece on it. Then they start, nursing it. And it gets a little weird. So then I have 2 kitties, especially if it's covering my torso. I'm essentially breastfeeding 2 cats, which is not actually what's going on, but I am mortified and also kind of relieved to admit.
I wonder what Bill O'Reilly would say about that.
I think he's pretty free these days. We could probably call him.
Obviously, we are very thorough here at Let's Talk About Cats. You know that if you've heard the show. So I know what you're thinking. Did Mary actually get Bill O'Reilly to comment on this? And the answer is no. Life is short. Anyway, speaking of reptiles, comedian Dulce Sloan told us about the day her cat Miracle decided to express her love in a very weird way by bringing home a special gift.
One day, Miracle brought a lizard in my house.
A lizard?
That lizard was thick too, boy. I don't know if he had been working out or what, but this is a thick ass lizard. And so I was like, Miracle, I understand you want to bring me presents. I get it, but
sure.
He's still alive, yo. So I eventually caught him and put him back outside. And she's looking at me like, what you doing with my lizard? I'm like, you can't have a pet. You don't have a job.
That actually reminds me of something. When I was growing up, my cat Anatevka was a fearsome hunter. She once left a mouse corpse at our back door. And my brother, who was pretty young at the time, came running in. He was very excited, but he was trying not to be too loud because he didn't want to wake the sleeping mouse.
I did not have the heart to tell him it was dead. He probably still doesn't know. John, if you're listening, I'm sorry. On a happier note, roller derby star Carnage Electra has a cat named Steve, and his bizarre behavior takes a very creative form. Steve is in a band.
When I brought him to the vet for the first time, he weighed less than a pound.
Oh my God. So he'd been out on the... Wow.
It was like, I guess like 6-7 weeks maybe.
This is upsetting to think about.
It's okay.
I'm so
He's
glad-
got like... He has to have like 7 lives left.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. And I mean, I got him before like he was doing things like selling Metro card swipes. And you know, now he's got this home in Queens where he can work on his noise band.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now he has a band.
He has his band too. He's been practicing his singing.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he the lead singer?
I don't know what he is because it's a lot of screaming.
Who else is in the band?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's been a little secretive lately.
Wow, this is a very punk rock household.
He needs some buttons for his tuxedo jacket, I think.
Wow. Okay. Well, if Steve ever does get around to releasing an album of like experimental screamo music,
yeah,
please let me know. We'd love to premiere it here on the show.
Thank you. I absolutely will.
So I checked with Carnage the other day, and I am very pleased to share this update with you. She says Steve is doing well. His band now has a name. It's called Obligate Carnivore. They have finished the album. They even booked some tour dates. But then Steve remembered that he is not allowed out of the apartment. So that was a minor setback. But the good news is he is also working on a solo project under the name Felix Domesticus. It is very experimental stuff. According to Carnage, he walks across a keyboard and randomly knocks things off a table, which I think I saw someone do at the No Fun Fest once. And Steve does plan to release those songs as ka-singles, ka-single only, mind you, and we will, of course, let you know when they're available to mail order, I guess. Now, with cats, as with people, there's a fine line between eccentricity and just completely inappropriate behavior. I spoke with musician, booker, and PR pro Heidi Vanderlee about licking plastic and risking it all for a weighted blanket.
Riley's always going to lick plastic.
Uh-huh. Any kind of plastic? Just
plastic bags?
Yeah. My late cat, Buckley, was a tape licker.
God.
Adhesive tape. If you know, if you get a box in the mail and it has tape around it, he would like, and in the night you'd hear this like crinkly, crinkly, and you'd have to get up and go take the tape off the box.
Yeah. He also has recently started ripping on my weighted blanket.
Oh no.
I've
wanted a weighted blanket, and do you know the thing that has been stopping me is Grendel's sharp little claws. I just don't know what she would do with it. Those things can be expensive.
I told him, because he's a cat and he understands English.
I
told him, this blanket cost like $150. You were free. You need to think about your value around here. You know, I said to my cat, who definitely understands what I'm saying, he knows he did something wrong. Like, he'll jump 3 feet in
the
air.
No, they always know.
He knows. And then I like walk away in half an hour. He's
back at it. Back at it again with the weighted blanket. So I know I said I wasn't going to give you any advice, but I just changed my mind. Two words, water gun. When I was a kid, we lived in this apartment that had a very large ornate light fixture over my parents' bed. I guess it was the master bedroom, which seems like a fancy term for what it really was. But it was my parents' bedroom and they had a big light fixture, okay? And our cat Midnight figured out that she could jump from the top of the dresser up to the light fixture, hold on with her paws, and then swing across the room. And of course, the best time to do this is late at night when everyone is sleeping. So my mom went out and got these cheap water guns at the drugstore, and she filled them up with water and kept them on the night tables so they could just lie there and squirt her to try to make her get down. Did it work? Well, yeah, I'd say about 60% of the time. Of course, the rest of the time, you just have an angry, wet cat swinging overhead. So, water guns. Take your chances. Meanwhile, here's a behavior I do want to encourage. That is people signing up for our newsletter. It's called Let's Talk More About Cats. It comes out just once a month. And you can get it by going to letstalkaboutcats.com/newsletter. That's all for now. I'm Mary. My cat is Grendel. Our producer is the completely normal Lizzie Jacobs. Our theme song is by Poingly with additional music by The English Muffins. Show logo is by Julia Emiliani. We'll be back next week with another summer camp episode all about fascinating cat facts. Ooh, fascinating. So I'll talk to you next time about cats. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.